sections 115-25 and 115-185 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the southeast side of Cedar Beach Road. The 911 address is 20176 Cedar Beach Road in Milford. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 330, map 7, parcel 50. The applicant is seeking a 0.5-foot variance from the 3.5-foot maximum height requirement for a fence. We have one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Sure. I'm Lance Lavelle at 20176 Cedar Beach Road in Milford. Sorry, we just moved there a little while ago, so I have to keep thinking what the address is.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
I'm Melissa Lavelle, 2016 Cedar Beach Road, Milford, Delaware.
And you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yep.
Thank you.
Good evening. The floor is yours to present your case.
All right. Well, I've kind of noticed that the pattern here is to have a little history of the property to start. So we purchased the house that's there, the property that's there, in July of 2024. We lived in a neighborhood. We decided we wanted to forsake the neighborhood life and, you know, move into an agricultural-type accommodation. The house is zoned AR1, which kind of appealed to us because we wanted to, you know, have some farm animals, chickens, and whatnot. We have since started a micro farm on the property. We're licensed in Kent, Sussex County. We sell honey, we sell chicken eggs, duck eggs, quail eggs.
All produced on the property?
Yeah. And we are, the application is for a fence. The satellite pictures are a little bit old, but basically that...
But it's helpful.
Yeah, it's actually quite helpful.
It's the dirt area, basically.
The dirt area is pretty much where we would like the fence to go for a goat enclosure. If we're reading county code correctly, the area of the property that's closest to the road, obviously, we can't build in the first 20 feet from the center line, but I think the next 20 feet up until the 40-foot range, the height restriction is 3.5 feet.
I'll correct you there.
Oh, good, yay.
The fence height limitation is 3.5 feet within the front yard setback area.
Right, right.
That is not from the center line of the road.
Okay, right.
The 40-foot setback is from the front property line.
Okay.
So, and your site plan that you have here with the green markings on it, that shows, I think, where your fence is proposed to be located.
Correct.
Yes.
The portion of the fence that is in front of the front yard setback, the 40-foot front yard setback, that's the area where a fence would have to be 3.5 feet.
Right, right, yes.
So in order to get a fence that is taller than 3.5 feet, you need a variance for that.
Correct, yep.
I just want to clarify that.
No, no, it's appreciated, because we've had so many conversations about this fence that sometimes it's hard to...
With the neighbors, yes. I mean, it's changed so many times, too.
Yeah, we don't do from the center line of the road.
Okay.
Because the roads vary. It's always from the front property line.
From the, okay. So, yeah, with our intention to place goats there, this is really the only part of the property in which we can actually place goats. There was a building on the other part of the property, and we've since removed it. We have a permit to install a new building there. And you can see the open area there. I think it's marked with the blue arrow. That's going to be a...
A garage.
Yeah, the garage is going to go there, and we're going to use that as part of the fence line. There's not just a gap there.
And we already have the building permit for the garage.
Yeah. But the back area there, with all the squiggly parts, that's just a leisure backyard. There won't be any livestock in there. It's the longer rectangular area. In learning about goats, we're, you know, thinking about getting, like, some pygmy and mini goats. The recommended fence height is at least 4 feet. We're going to electrify the fence as well, just as another precaution. So we have a physical and electrical barrier there.
Along the inside bottom, so it wouldn't be, you know, reachable by anyone from outside, you know, neighbors or anything like that.
We just, you know, we want to make sure that the goats are safe, any passersby, you know, because we are on Route 36, and it does get busy-ish at times. We want to make sure that the goats are well contained. There'll still be, you know, 20 feet from the road there. From what we've gathered, at least, the recommended height is 4 feet. It's a traditional, like, agriculture, I call it a livestock fencing, but it's, we're looking at wooden posts three rail with mesh woven wire, like welded wire, to keep the goats in as well. So there's plenty of deterrent there. We're just concerned that if the height is less than 4 feet in that area, that, you know, it increases the likelihood that the goats might jump out, yeah, despite the electricity.
We do have letters from the neighbor next, the one that would be right along that side, as well as across the street.
Yeah, we've spoken to all of our neighbors. They're actually very excited about the goats. they've not really, you know, complained about the fence, or they've not complained at all about the fence. They seem to understand our desires and whatnot.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yeah.
Any questions from the board?
Mr. Sharp, you brought up that from the center of the, we went from the center of the road to the property line. Will we need a variance to where the fence is going to be placed in the front yard?
Yes, that's what I was saying. We don't go from the center line.
Right.
We go from the front property line.
So there'll be...
From the front property line to 40 feet back, the tallest the fence can be is 3.5 feet. They're asking for 4. So they're going to need a variance for the fencing in that area. Now, beyond it, it can be up to 7 feet.
Right.
But that area in itself is the area that is in question.
Okay. But we're only, the variance is only for the height of the fence, not for the placement of it.
Correct.
As far as the property line.
Correct. Yeah, the fence can be, you know, right up to the property line.
There's a picture of the fence. Is that on your property? I'm kind of having a hard time understanding that.
No.
Or is that just an example?
That's
it's
a stock.
Example.
Yeah, the right, folks that we've contracted to install the fence, that's their stock photo of what the fence would look like.
And that's exactly what we ordered.
Yeah.
So it's see-through. You don't anticipate any kind of viewing?
No, not at all.
Blockage, anything like that?
And with the setback from the road, I mean, we currently have survey markers there. You know, because we had to, you know, get a survey done, and you know, they're far enough back that they're not really impeding like any of us when we're leaving the driveway. It doesn't look like they impede the neighbors, and not really spoken about any concerns.
You're asking for a 1/2 foot just in that actual area as it's situated on from Cedar Beach Road.
Correct. Yep, just 6 inches.
So just looking at this, two things that jump out at me. One is there a reason why it's not shifted back? Because it looks like if you shifted this area all the way to the rear,
right,
you wouldn't need a front yard variance at all.
There are some trees in the area.
Yeah, it's wooded back there,
yeah.
And that's where the bees are. We have hives back there, and we don't want the goats to be able to get to the bees because they will destroy those hives.
And I'm guessing there's a farm behind it, so he
yes,
probably doesn't
a field.
Mind the bees.
No, he apparently, we just found out that he found out that there's a hive there. He's very excited about that.
It pollinate, well,
yeah.
There's thousands of bees to pollinate his field, so.
And then I guess the other question would be, the area that you need, is there a reason why you couldn't fit that area within the front yard? Why does it have to protrude out? Is there something with the goats? They need an area that's...
Yeah,
there are trees in that area that the goats will eat the bark and can destroy the trees as well as affect the goat's health. There are cedar trees and what's the other? Spruce.
There's a spruce there. Yeah,
but there are no trees in that side yard.
And then, I don't remember if the question came up, but is there a gap between the edge of paving and the front property line?
Between, I'm
sorry. What?
How far is your front property line from the edge of paving of Cedar Beach Road?
20 feet?
It's
about 20 feet,
I think.
So this fence will be about 40 feet from the road then?
No, 20. It's 20 feet from the edge.
It's from the property line, but I'm asking from your front property line to the edge of pavement.
No. The fence will be on the property line, 20 feet from the, sorry, maybe I misunderstood.
Well, the drawing here shows the fence will be 20 feet off of your front property line. Like, if you're looking at...
That might be a mistake on our part.
Okay.
Yes.
So looking here, your fence would go, it would match up to the rear property line, so it would be 20 feet from your rear...
Yes, because of the bees.
And then it will be 20 feet from your front property line. Then there's Cedar Beach Road.
We misunderstood then, we thought that front line was the road, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we thought that front dark line was the road, not the property line.
Well, that front line is the property line.
Correct, yeah, okay.
Not necessarily the road.
Okay, that was my fault, I misunderstood what the truth I meant.
What I'm asking is there a gap between the edge of paving of the road and your front property line?
Yes, there's, it's about, I think it's about 20 feet, right?
Yeah, it measures it close to 20 feet.
So, now are you gonna have this fence be at your property line, or is it gonna be set back 20 feet?
It's gonna be on the property line.
Okay, all right, so it will go from your rear property line all the way to your front property line, but then there's about 20 feet from your front property line to the edge of paving?
Right.
Correct, yes.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that.
No, I appreciate that.
I don't know if that leads any questions the board may have.
Any other questions from the board?
You did say that the neighbors where the goats are gonna be are in support of this?
She was very happy. She said, give her anything to sign, she will sign it because she's going to live vicariously through us. Those were her words. But there is a letter in the side there that she signed saying that she was in agreeance.
One question I have, a shelter for the animals, is it gonna be more to the inside away from the property?
Yes, it's going to be farther back, more, you see where like the back of the house is? That's where the shelter will kind of be parallel with, I guess, and toward the middle, because goats can, they're little parkour legends, they will jump off and over the fence, so it needs to be far away from the fence, so they can't do that. We are not traditionally farmers, we're teachers, so this has been a very big learning experience for us. I teach right here in Georgetown, and he's also now here in Georgetown, so technically.
I mean, I was born and raised in Sussex County.
I was Kent,
she's
but whatever.
She's a Kent person.
Other questions from the board? Would please have a seat in the front. Is there anyone present who was in favor of case number 13120? Is there anyone present who was in opposition of case number 13120? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13119. I'm sorry, that is not correct, is that? Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13120 for Lance and Melissa Lavelle for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has unique conditions because the goats need a fence that they can't jump, and the exceptional practical difficulty is due to such conditions. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. The variance represents a minimal variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
Second the motion.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Lovingooth?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
And I too, so with a vote of 4-0, case number 13120 has been approved. Have a good evening.